Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Happy Mother's Day. We are coming to you live from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Lizzie, Tony, and I, we wish you all a happy Mother's Day. Lizzie?
Good morning. I know we're so confusing. All the listeners are like, why is there a new guy in the studio every week?
We go through them like crazy.
I know, right?
Oh, it's good. Lizzie, what kind of Mother's Day weekend celebrations have you planned?
Absolutely nothing.
Yay! That's the best kind of Mother's Day weekend, kind of, right?
You right?
know, that you get to relax.
Yes.
I had a friend say that she just wanted no questions. No questions
Don't
this weekend.
Don't talk to me.
You're just nice and relaxing. Tony, good morning. Thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you. Good morning to you, too.
Are you planning any Mother's Day celebrations?
Unfortunately, no, because I got to work tomorrow. But I did send my mom some surprise gifts.
Oh, that's perfect. That works out really well. We got some rain last night, and I'm so excited about that because I got just about a quarter of an inch, but we need it so desperately. It is hot out there. May is still one of our dry months. Springtime for us in Florida is dry, and then next month our rainy season will start. So, you know, you may have to pay a little bit more attention to your landscape because we're only allowed to water twice a week. And that's all the watering that landscapes need if we don't get rain. Okay, there's no reason to put down more water just because it's hot. You want those turf roots to go down deep. And, you know, if your lawn can't go 1 week, 7 days without irrigation or rainfall, you have a spoiled lawn.
Really?
Yes, it should be able to go. I mean, it should be fine without it. And one of the best ways to kind of gauge if you need to water is to just walk across your lawn and wait about 5 minutes and turn around and look at your footsteps or the path where you walked. If the grass bounces right back up again, then you don't need to water because it's got enough hydration to spring back. But if you can still see your footprints in the turf after 5 minutes, then you do need to irrigate and you may have to hand water, but I would just really just wait until it's your day to water and then water.
There you go. That or if it crunches under your feet, then yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
it's time to
or
water.
It turns blue green. The St. Augustine turf, it turns blue green. And that's if you don't have one of the blue green turfs, you know, like Citra Blue. So the jacarandas are in bloom just in time for Mother's Day. Jacaranda Mimosa folia, there you go, grows as a delicate, deciduous, spreading tree. When it's properly pruned, it forms an artistic, irregular crown about 25 to 40 feet tall, and it gets to be 40 to 60 feet wide. So it makes a really nice canopy tree in the backyard. We just planted them last week at one of my clients' yards, and it's just going to look beautiful. And it's got fern-like foliage that provides a light dappled shade. You're not going to get those heavy leaves falling in the fall. And they have trumpet-shaped flowers that bloom during the spring and summer, usually around May, but sometimes as early as April or as late as August. Jacaranda is a native of South America. It's well adapted to hardiness zones 9B through 11. It prefers full sun and sandy soil. We don't always hear that, so it does like sandy soils with good drainage. And once established, jacaranda is very drought tolerant, but it's not salt tolerant. So I'm sorry to say that to all you great folks and listeners on our coastline areas. So in the center part of the state, South Florida, North or Central Florida, jacarandas are a beautiful Florida flowering tree. Just a reminder that today has arrived for the Nerling Gardens, and it is their plant sale. You can find the Nerling Gardens at 2267 Hempel Avenue in Gotha, and it's going to have the plant sale is going to be from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and they will have a large variety of butterfly-attracting plants, caladium bulbs, bromeliads, and many of the Nerling Garden varieties, so that you can go see them. Be sure to come early, they said, for the best selection. And the gardener and historic home are going to be open for touring 9 a.m. through 3 p.m. today. So
That's good information.
Well, I love plant sales, and so you just got to go. And they will have that purple fire spike. Ooh. And all different kinds of caladiums that Henry Nerling developed. So we're really nice, really excited about this plant sale. Also on this date in 1864, it's during the Civil War, the USS Sunflower. Can you imagine naming a naval ship Sunflower?
USS Sunflower. I don't see how that went over back in the 1800s, but okay.
They captured the Confederate sloop Neptune with all its cargo of cotton. And this was in Tampa where the federal troops occupied it. And if you'd like to learn more historic trivia about the state of Florida, which I love, you can go to the Facebook page. It's called The History of Florida, pre-1900s. But the USS Sunflower, there you go.
Wow, so, that's what I'm going to name my next dog.
There you go, USS Sunflower. That's cute.
That's it.
That would be cute. So this today, because it's Mother's Day, I would love everyone to send me, you can text or you can call in and we can talk about your favorite memories of gardening with your mother, and that you can text me and I will relay that on the air. I would love to hear your stories. I'll tell you a little bit about mine, my Scottish mother, and talk about that. And if you would like to call with your gardening questions, it's all about you today and mothers, you can call at 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowKOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
There's a little secret shared by all 21 million of us who live here in Florida. We live in paradise, especially when we're out on the water all year round. So let's stay safe, Florida, and develop a life jacket habit. Always wear your life jacket as we rediscover the joy of being out on the water. Keep yourself safe. Keep your family safe. Enjoy the water and wear a life jacket. For more information, visit myfwc.com. That's myfwc.com. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro Zero Turn mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide suspension that take the ache out of acreage, massive rear drive tires for ultimate traction, and ultra-durable iron-forged cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro. Count on it. Visit Toro.com/zero turn to find yours.
Living with a body of water right outside your home sounds delightful. Until these boogers start showing up. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying. They can carry deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. But with Summit Mosquito Dunks, you can have your pond without all the worry. Simply drop a Summit Mosquito Dunk into standing water and kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Mosquito dunks are harmless to people, pets, fish, and wildlife. So it's just that stop hanging around. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Motorists, bicyclists, and motorcyclists all have the right to be on the road and travel safely. Drivers, watch out for bicyclists and give them 3 feet of clearance. Always be on the lookout for motorcycles and never attempt to share a lane with one. Drive cautiously around large buses and trucks. And remember to never cut in front of them since they can't stop as quickly. When we're on the road together, safety is a shared responsibility. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you have a wonderful story or a memory of your mother gardening or you gardening with your children, I would love to hear it. So you can text me at 23680 or you can call in at 1-888-455-2967 and we can talk about those special memories. Let's go to the phones and we have Eileen from Polk City. Good morning, Eileen. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. I forgot to say Happy Mother's Day to Lizzie.
Oh, Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Yes. Do you have children?
I have grown children. I've got dogs, too. Yes, I have grown children, and then I've got grandchildren, and I call them my grandbrats because, well, they are.
Well, yes, most of them are. Well, happy Mother's Day, but if you have a dog, you're still a mom.
That's right. You still can mother. That's right.
Yes, I have children, too, so, and no grandchildren, thank God, not yet.
I have 11.
Here all the time.
I have 11 grandchildren, Eileen.
No way.
Way. I'm telling you, I am so blessed. 9 of them are ours, and we have 2 beautiful granddaughters, and one of them has long hair, long red hair. So I said, "Gosh, I got to claim her." So they're all beautiful, and we're just really blessed. So I'm very pleased. So you have a problem? I'm so excited.
Well, no, it's not really a problem. I have a rose bush that is getting as tall as I am, and I'm 4'11".
Okay. Do you know what kind of rose it is?
I have no idea, but it blooms all the time.
Okay.
It has new leaves coming up at the top, but in the middle it does nothing.
All right. Does it have a dark or deep red roses?
Yes.
Yes, it does. It sounds like it may be a Louis Philippe rose, which is also called a cemetery rose. It's also called old roses. You know, it's the.
I think it is a cemetery rose.
Okay, so it's a Louis Philippe. It's an old heirloom. And so, what is your question? You want to know if you can cut it back?
I really hate to cut it back, but my son keeps telling me I need to cut it back. He doesn't even live here, so he's telling me I should cut it back.
Well,
he lives in his own place. Mom, you should really cut that back. And I said, no, I don't want to cut it back. Look at all the blooms and the new leaves.
Right. Well, one of the things about roses is the more they get cut, the more it stimulates the leaf production, and you get more roses. So when you're thinking about cutting roses, it's not a bad thing. I just would say the timing needs to be good. And usually I do it in February, March. And then that way, you know, they go into the spring with brand new growth and lots of buds that will carry them through the summertime. But see, it's now May. So if you cut them now, it'll be about a month to 6 weeks, but it will flush right back out again.
No, I'll wait till February. I'll wait till February.
Okay. So all it'll right. be beautiful because they do get tall. They get to be about 6 to 8 feet tall if they're like, if they grow. Oh,
good grief.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I ask you one other question?
Sure.
I have a woodpecker that, besides these roosters, I have a woodpecker that goes into my bird feeder. All right?
Okay.
He pecks his seed in the crepe myrtle trees.
Oh, that's industrious.
He picks either the one that is to the left or the one that's in the front.
Okay.
Is he going to damage the bark?
Not really. You know, Mother Nature can handle a little bit of pecking. And so I just find that fascinating that he's storing away for the winter time. And so, yeah, no, he's not going to do too much damage. I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh, he's here year round.
Mm-hmm.
He's here year round.
Well, that's good. And is it one of the long ones with the crest that's a pileated woodpecker?
Yes.
Those are wonderful.
I love those. Those are my favorite.
Yes,
those
they're so big, aren't they? Yes, they're so large. So
yeah, they are. And I'll tell you, we got some crazy things that go around here. And then the doggone squirrel jumped in the crepe myrtle tree and got into my bird feeder yesterday. So I told Bob, you better move that thing. He's going to be a dead squirrel pretty soon. Move it.
You want to have bird feeders about 8 feet away from any kind of shrubs or roof line or anything that they can jump off on. 8 feet is about they can jump about 6 feet. So 8 feet would really do it well.
Well, yeah, because, I almost had a nervous breakdown when I saw that. I was so mad.
But you're so anyway. Strong. Listen to those roosters, and you're going to break down over a crepe myrtle
no,
and a squirrel.
That's the straw that broke the camel's back is that, the woodpeckers. That's it. That's what's going to take her out.
I love
chickens.
That. Do you know, Eileen, I really think you should make an app for an alarm clock app that is all those roosters going off and then sell it. I think you would.
I agree.
That would be great.
Oh, maybe. That's an idea. That is an idea.
Maybe get your son to do it for Mother's Day. There you go, Eileen. Have a great day. Tell Bob we said hi.
I will.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. Do you have a question or a garden thought? Do you have a memory about your mother or your children that you'd like to tell us? I would love to hear it. And so there's so many different holidays in May. For gardeners, the perfect way to, it's, you know, just really a wonderful month where we can get out there. It's starting to get a little hot, but starting off the month of May, their Garden for Wildlife is dedicating, they want everyone to start planting gardens that offer resources for wildlife. So creating a small bird sanctuary or where woodpeckers can peck seeds into the crepe myrtle is really a good start. Growing patio containers of red nectar plants or sunflowers for bird seed. It's easy to provide for your birds in your neighborhood. So, you know, you can certify your property with the National Wildlife Federation and receive signs that display your support so you can inspire others to follow your lead. So it's a really great time to do that and get gardening for wildlife and promote those, provide resources for the birds. So in May, what kind of vegetables can you be planting? This is the month where you start planting your tropical and Caribbean vegetables. They can handle the heat, they can handle the rainfall, and they have delicious vegetables and Caribbean fruit. So in South Florida, you can plant boniato, gingers, sugarcane, and tropical spinaches. You can also plant amaranths, papayas, passion fruit, then also pigeon pea, pineapples, and sweet potatoes and yucca. And then also you can plant chayote. So that's Ooh. For South Florida's really got it made. They can plant so much. Central Florida here, you can plant also the boniato, gingers, roselle, sugarcane. Did you know we can plant sugarcane here?
Yes.
Swiss chard and tropical spinaches. And then also amaranth, calabaza, long squash, loofahs, papayas, passion fruit, pigeon peas, pineapple, Seminole pumpkins, and sweet potatoes and yucca. I had one of my clients plant Seminole pumpkin this week, and it's just going to be fabulous. Now, in North Florida, you can still plant these tropicals, okay? So Boniata, gingers, roselle, tropical spinaches, then also the amaranth, calabaza, long squash, loofahs, papayas, passion fruit, pigeon peas, Seminole pumpkins, and sweet potatoes. But you can also plant chayote, okra, peanuts, and southern peas.
Oh, okay. All right.
Full delicious menu right there. Okay, so we have Jean and Stuart. You asked a question, and I sent you a message. And then also, too, the next text message is, what is the best time to water grass, before sunrise or after sunset? And I will tell you, it's just before sunrise. You can water your lawn. The best time to water is between 5 a.m. and 10 a.m. in the morning. That way, the turf is going to dry off. Your plants are going to dry off with the sunrise, with the sunshine, and you're not going to have get disease issues as much. Okay, so after sunset, the turf is going to be wet for 5 hours, 7 hours, 10 hours. It's going to be wet for a long time, and that's what creates that disease triangle that you get here in Florida with the, you know, you have the susceptible plants, you have the humidity, you have the rainfall, the moisture. And so it's always before sunset when plants can dry off, and that means your turf too as well. So that's a great question. Now, with the rainfall during the summertime, we are going to have wet grass, and so you can't prevent that. But you don't want to acerbate the issue by also watering, okay, adding that supplemental water. And so, you know, if your turf is, you know that for 2 or 3 years you've been getting a fungus in your turf, then I would step back and look to see if you're causing the issue. And that means that you're watering at the wrong time of the day or you're watering too much. And we definitely do that here in Florida, is we overwater because we think it's hot. You know, we're thirsty. The plants are going to be thirsty, too. But you want to push roots down deeper, and that means watering less often. So now, is it better to water like every few days with just a little bit of water? No. You can water just once a week and put down an inch to an inch and a half of irrigation, and if you don't get rain, and that's going to be plenty. The less you water the turf, okay, the healthier it's going to be. It's going to push those roots down deeper, all right? Okay, so 1-888-455-2967. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. And then 23680 for text messages. I'd love to hear your Mother's Day memories, and that will be good. When we come back, we'll talk about National Public Gardens Week. And then also, today is a day for World Naked Gardening Day.
What?
It's World Naked Gardening Day.
Get out of here.
Yes. And so, as you can see, for Tony's sake, I did dress. Okay. I knew he was coming in.
Well, you're not gardening in here, so.
That's true. That's yeah, true. That's true.
Wait, you'll be home soon.
That's right. And so then also, too, we had Cinco de Mayo. Did you celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
Why, yes, I did.
You know, we were going to go in for Mexican meal, and it was just too busy. Just too busy. All right. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more. 800-485-6003.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author. And today I'm just taking your calls and text messages. This is a wonderful day to call in and discuss what's going on in your garden. Or you can let me know about your Mother's Day memories, memories of your mother gardening with you, or you gardening with your children. I would love to read them. Also, too, you can text at 23680, or you can give us a call at 1-888-455-2967. It's a little early. I know people are just waking up and drinking their tea.
Yes.
And their coffee. So I'm going to just give you some questions that I've received in the mail. So Veronica asks, the blooms of my gardenias don't open and I have a brownish tip. And so she put something down because she thought it would be insects. And all I can say is that before you put down any kind of pesticide, fungicide, or any kind of chemical, find out what you have first, because you may be applying something that's not going to benefit the plant at all or do damage, and then you're still stuck with a plant that's declining. So gardenias do get stressed out a little bit, and I will tell you, gardenias are blooming everywhere right now.
Yes, they are.
I mean, I have seen so many lovely shrubs that are like 8 feet tall and just covered in gardenia blooms. So they're really having a wonderful year. Now, if you're getting a brown bud, that could be an insect issue. It could be thrips or spider mites. So how do you tell? Well, you can literally put a piece of white paper, printing paper, underneath the branch, you know, or the bloom, and knock the shrub so that it knocks any kind of dust or anything onto the paper. And if you have an insect issue, you'll see some of the sooty mold, or you'll even see the insects. Now, some of the thrips are, you can see easier than you can spider mites. Spider mites are microscopic, so you may not be able to see anything, but wipe your hand on the white paper. And if you see red or brown smears, they were alive and they were on the paper, you know? Okay, but if you don't see anything, that's cool. That's good. All right. And so what do? You can use an insecticidal soap, follow the label, or you can use neem oil, and Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew will also work on it. So that's a great question. And there's so many beautiful gardenias out there. They're very easy to grow in the right conditions, which means that they need good sunlight, moist soils, organic soils, and they need to be fertilized on a regular basis. They do need that. Okay? So we were talking about Cinco de Mayo, and Cinco de Mayo memorializes the Mexican Army's victory over the French Empire at the Battle of Puebla, on May 5th, 1862. We're really into the 19th century today.
Yes.
So how does gardening fit in with this proud festive occasion? Well, let me give you my top 10 list of plants that come from Mexico. Okay, so there is the agave azul, which is wonderful, and you can celebrate Cinco de Mayo with tequila made from agave azul. Allspice, the allspice tree, I have a beautiful one in our backyard. Dahlias, jacarandas. Mexican tarragon, which I love. I love Bernaise sauce. Okay. And I love the joke, don't get saucy with me, Bernaise. But that's just my jokes. Okay. And then orchids. Orchids are very, very visible in the jungles of Mexico. Poinsettias come from Mexico. Prickly pears, dragon fruit. And then also sunflowers are from Mexico. So there's a lot of reasons to celebrate Mexico is that we have beautiful, beautiful plants that come from there. So the next text message is, as a child, this is a great mother's memory. As a child in the 1970s, my grandmother would encourage me to fill in the empty parts of our hibiscus hedge. That started my love of gardening. Oh, that's a great thought. And, you know, grandmothers are a big part of our childhoods, and we do see them gardening. That's wonderful. Thank you for sending that in. Let's go to Marie in Lakeland. Good morning, Marie. How can I help you?
Well, I thought I'd tell you the story of my mother. She was born in Brooklyn and married a man from Vermont, so she moved to Vermont. And she didn't know beans about gardening, so she thought early spring, I'm going to have tulips. So she planted the bulbs carefully in the ground. Unfortunately, she planted them upside down.
And they never came up?
Something, I think, came out. Either the rain beat them out of the ground, I don't know. The neighbor came over and said to her, what are those? And she says, oh, I planted tulips. We said, you put them in the ground upside down.
Well, you know, it's possible. It's easy to do. But, you know, that's a wonderful story. I love that. Just, you know, just grandmothers and mothers are human. And, you know, just mistakes like that make great stories and great memories. And so wonderful. Thank you so much, Marie. What is your favorite thing to garden?
Well, I can't garden right now. As I said, I'm 100 years old, but I can go out and wander in our gardens. I'm in a beautiful place in Lakeland.
Oh, Marie, thank you so much for calling in. Wonderful. Well, happy Mother's Day to you, 100 years old.
And thank you very much.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. You made my day.
Bye-bye.
That's a wonderful story. Well, Mother's Day for Marie. That's wonderful.
I loved that when she said that. I was like,
oh, my goodness. Let's go to Mike in Venice. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Teresa. Well, we're going to jump from Vermont to Maine. I grew up in central Maine, and my memory of my mom was food and cooking and gardening. We grew up in the 50s and 60s, and we had a nice garden. And in the springtime in Maine, you're out in the garden probably in April and May with a rototiller once the frost leaves, and you're out there breaking up the soil. And then we used to plant everything you could think of, potatoes, carrots, beans, squash, cucumber, and carrots and so forth, beets. And then what we didn't eat in the summertime, my mother used to can, and we would eat through the winter. Wow. And it was just a fabulous time to get out there in the spring and get things going, but to see things grow and be able to go out and eat green beans raw. And it was just a fantastic memory. And, of course, back then we didn't have stores like we do now, so a lot of moms could really cook up a meal, and those are the great memories that I have.
Oh, Mike, thank you for calling in and telling us that story. That's wonderful. You had a wonderful childhood. Appreciate it. We're going to take a break right now. It's the perfect time to call or text your gardening question or give me a story about your mom or your grandma or your children. I would love to hear it. Just dial 1-888-45-LAWNS or you can text 23680. Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowKOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with organic Summit year-round spray oil. It kills Asian cycad scale and other insect pests. But Summit year-round spray oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit year-round spray oil is available at fine garden centers and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective VCI Bath & Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2022. Call 1-800-961-7639 for a free no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-961-7639. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath & Shower. That's 1-800-961-7639.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Mother's Day is the second Sunday of May every year. This year we're celebrating our moms on May 7th. And my mother's favorite flowers were lupins and roses. So lupins don't grow in Florida, so they were always a special childhood memory for her, but she loved roses. After my siblings and I were no longer little ones, she always had a white rose in the yard somewhere. Whenever she was anxious about something, she would literally pray to St. Teresa of Lisieux, asking for a sign that things would be okay. Somehow, by some means, within a short time frame, her prayers were always faithfully answered. One of us children would unknowingly pick up a rose found in the street, walking home from school, or a neighbor would stop by with roses. And even my dad one time brought home roses that a client had asked him to take home. With six children, my mom didn't have time to garden, but she would find time to go out and walk and look at her rose bush. So I miss my mom dearly, like I know so many of you do. So, you know, 2 years of quarantines, find a way to let your mom know that you remember all her love and sacrifices and comfort she gave you. And this is a great year to do that.
Yes, I agree. And that was like my daughter was on the phone with me yesterday and we were talking about situations with other people her age and their friends having problems with parents and stuff and how they weren't raised, how, you know, everybody raised their kids differently, but they weren't raised with them certain morals. And she said, Mom, she's like, you know, she's like, even when she was younger, her and my son have always said, you know, thank you to me and my husband about not being strict, but being, this is the way it is. And so, yeah, so let your mom know, and next month will be your dad, but type that out, handwrite it out, do something for them to say, you know what, look, I may have been a little bratty when I was growing up. However, I do appreciate, and I did take the things that you did teach me.
Oh, you know, that's so true. And, you know, it's important because as children, we think they're being strict or rules or meanies. And, you
right.
know,
that's the immaturity.
Yeah, exactly. And then when we have children of our own, all of those, you know, good morals and rules that they taught us, we teach to our children. I will have to say that my mom was very easy on my children versus me. And one time my daughter, I spanked her for some reason. I don't remember what, but I spanked her and she was rubbing her bottom. She was like 4 or 5 years old. And she's rubbing her bottom. She goes, Grandma says you're not supposed to spank us. We're only children.
Oh.
I said, if Grandma was here, I'd spank her too.
Exactly.
My mom, you shouldn't spank them. Oh, too funny. Too funny. So Beverly sent in and she sent a lovely a text message. My son was born May 1989. Every day since then has been Mother's Day for me. And she can't say it without crying.
Oh, I understand.
Let's go to Patricia in Sebring. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning, Teresa. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
And love your show. You guys do a great job.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to share a memory. My aunt was quite the gardener. She had a huge lawn, and she had flower beds that were passed through them of beautiful, all colors of gladiolas. Then on one side of the house was irises, then rose bushes, and then in the front of the house were beds, beautiful beds of white and purple petunias. And then in addition to her vegetable garden and a huge compost pile. So it was great fun going there as a kid and learning things. And my mother taught me to raise green beans, and the only ones I remember were the best ones in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. My dad was in the Air Force near Marquette, and they were the most delicious green beans ever. But it was fun gardening with both my aunt and my mom.
Oh, my goodness.
I do have a question.
Sure,
for
sure.
I'm repotting some plants, and I had neck surgery some years ago, so some of the pots were sitting, and I wanted to make sure that I clean them properly so there's no residue left in these clay pots when I transfer other plants in, and any suggestions on repotting.
Okay, so you can go ahead and clean them with you know, alcohol, you know, rubbing alcohol or bleach, and let them dry out, and you know, repotting, they should be just fine.
Okay. And do I, in the past, I'd always put some river rocks in the bottom. Do I need to do that or just soil?
No, that's a myth. You no longer have to do that. It doesn't really help the roots or anything. Now, if you're trying to prevent soil from getting out of the bottom with the hole, I would just put like a large piece of mulch right there so that it can still drain easy, but it will prevent the soil from going through. But there's no reason to put rocks in containers or peanuts or styrofoam for any other reason except that you've got a small plant and you've got a very large pot. So there's no reason to do it. Okay?
Well, I knew you'd know the answer, so thank you very much and have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Thank you. Patricia, do you have pictures of your mother's garden?
No.
Oh, what a shame. That sounds beautiful. I love it. You know, that just, oh, I can just imagine. Thank you so much for calling and letting us know.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Happy Mother's Day. Bye-bye. And so this week also starts the beginning of National Public Gardens Week, May 6th through May 15th. And many public gardens are open, you know, so that visitors can walk through and enjoy the beauty of being outdoors, like at the Nerling Gardens. You can walk through today.
Yes.
And that they're having their plant sale today. But so take advantage of the beautiful weather. Look at the different garden themes. Look at the plant combinations. And then so, you know, you can kind of see what would work in your yard. It's always inspiring to go to another garden and see how someone else has planted the flowers and shrubs and trees and thinking about what they would, you know, how that would work in your yard. So later on today, we're going to be posting what to do. I'll be posting the 15 top botanical gardens. So you can see that on betterlawns.com. And then also, too, you will upload the radio show. If you've missed any of today's shows or any of the past shows, you can go to betterlawns.com and download them. Or you can go to audioboom.com where you can see everything that we've talked about on all the shows. And maybe you can find a show that has a particular answer to the question that you have. And then you can also subscribe free of charge that whenever it gets uploaded to Audioboom, you get a message. And so you can do that. You can also go to Facebook. We would love that for Mother's Day. Go ahead and like our Facebook page, and you can follow that too as well. And then also give us a review.
Oh, yeah, please do. Let us know things that you would like to see improved. Or, you know what, if you like us, then just give us a high five. We got this.
You know, that's it. So what kind of flowers can we be planting this month? Lots of beautiful ones. Okay, don't buy delphiniums. Okay, don't buy the blue delphiniums because they're only going to last a couple of weeks. Unless you're having a party where the theme is blue, then you can go ahead and buy them. Then you don't mind if they die. Okay, but then, so what kind of flowers can you plant? Angelonias. Then also two balsam, begonias, black-eyed Susans, blue days, bromeliads, and then bush daisies, butterfly weed. We can always use more butterfly plants. Cat whiskers. I love cat whiskers. I love the white ones. They look just like our Shirley's white whiskers. And then celosia, Coleuses, Coreopsis, our state wildflower, Chrysandras, Dahlberg daisies, Gaillardias. Again, this week I saw some beautiful Gaillardias. Gazanias, Gerbera daisies, goldenrod, impatience, then also marigolds. Time to be planting marigolds now. Melopodium, moonvines, then pentas, periwinkles, porterweed, portulaca, purslane, salvia, sunflowers, terrenias, verbenas, and zinnias. So now the purslane, when I was little, 2 to 3 years old, our grandmother in North Carolina, she lived in a mobile home, and it was surrounded by these huge eastern red cedars. But she had a little water fountain in the front yard, and I think it was just more like a bird bath. And she had the purslane, but I think it was actually the weeds, you know, that little succulent purslane that you see that has the purple leaves on them,
right,
or purple flowers on them.
Mm-hmm.
That was all that was in the little bird bath area. So I don't know if she planted them or they just grew there, but that was one of the first flowers I can remember, you know, being in a design and being in a landscape that, you know, that I paid attention to.
Well, it's crazy. I had a friend of mine post up northern area. I don't know which state. But they showed a picture of a line of tulips that popped up. It's just in there, like up there on their lake, and it pops up. And they said that their great-grandmother had planted those back whenever she was young. And every year they pop up.
That's amazing.
Every year. And I'm like, I love this.
I know.
Great Mother's Day.
It's a great Mother's Day story. That's wonderful. And it's a great way to remember. So maybe planting some flowers, too, that your legacy, your grandchildren can show their grandchildren.
This is true.
And you can do that here in Florida, too, as well. Also, too, my first rain lilies popped up.
I'm
so excited. We've gotten rain, and the rain lilies are starting to pop up this weekend after the great rain we had last night. We're going to see more rain lilies popping up. They're one of the easiest plants to grow, and they don't get any pest problems, no disease. Rain lilies, Zephyranthus. We do have a native Zephyranthus that is gorgeous, and it's just a really easy plant. So from Summit Responsible Solutions Studios and SummitResponsibleSolutions.com, I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like supertunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products. Friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.